Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Like we're in the new year already. You want to do that? Everybody ready for a new year?
Well, yeah, but I don't want to rush ahead my days, Dougie. Yeah.
Really?
Come on now. Let's enjoy the last few days of the year.
Right. How would you like to enjoy them, Jennifer?
You know, napping.
Oh, really? Okay.
Massaging.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
So, Richie McFadden had a week off, went to Panama. Would you like to describe in one sentence or less the effect the trip had on you?
Sore throat.
Sore throat.
But other than that, feeling pretty good.
Really? How about Kenny? Kenny had a lot of experience on the air. He needed practice, so he had a lot of experience on the air with me last week. How are you doing after Christmas and New Year's? Let's see. It's Christmas, the postulation. Oh, is it past? What's the right? There's a word that I'm looking for that has to do with the past, and then looking forward to the future. So, Kenny, if I said, what are you happiest about forgetting, and what are you most anticipatory about remembering when it comes to the new year? You put the old year out, and you bring in the new year. What are you thinking?
Well, that's a loaded question. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm very happy that after staying up for almost 48 hours straight, you let me leave early on Sunday so I can get to sleep.
There you
go.
What's
the score?
One, two, three, four. Shut the door and say no more. So everybody's here to get you started in the right way. Jim Harbaugh is out.
Yep.
As coach of the 49ers,
done.
The Patriots lost to the Bills. Are you impressed that I know that, Richie?
I'm very impressed.
You must be looking at the sports page.
No, I'm not, as a matter of fact. The game was actually on the television in my house.
Whoa, really?
Yesterday, yes.
I didn't know it went to that channel.
Well, it didn't because of me. Meredith's daughter and her boyfriend were here, and they're from Buffalo, and the big Buffalo fans, and so they watched the game, and I went out and worked on the farm. It's pretty easy.
So by osmosis, you just picked up what was on the TV.
I knew that there was a lot of hooing and hiring, and the Patriots are supposed to be the big team, right? Aren't they?
Yeah.
Patriots are rocking. Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right. So the 49ers haven't done so well. Who's done well? Who else is doing well? Who are people talking about today in terms of players?
Baltimore, Seattle had a tough time yesterday.
Yesterday, but they're still going to.
Okay. Yeah, the Cowboys got through. The
Broncos are going to the playoffs.
Broncos. Yep. My Saints, not so much, but you know.
Okay, so that's that disparity. Now, a lot of people are talking today about that Air Asia jet that was lost in stormy weather. Remember the story of the Bermuda Triangle? Okay. We now have the Indonesian Triangle.
Yeah.
And that's,
I thought my mom was kidding when she told, because I don't know what I was doing. She goes, did you hear about the plane? I was like, what? I was, you know, not paying attention.
But the other side of this is, okay, there are 142 people, I think, on the plane, something like that. And it's a tragedy. But the way that this thing has been covered in the snooze media.
Well, CNN asked Santa for something fun to cover for Christmas.
Right.
And here you go. You get a plane part, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I heard that with regard to plane crashes, this year is actually down in plane crashes, but more people have been killed in the air.
Well, that's because there have been two 777s. They're all Malaysian jetliners, either Air Malaysia or whatever, Malaysian Air, or this company that is a Malaysian airline as well. The two 777s had like 280, 290 people in them. So that gets you up to close to 300. This one has 160.
And this one was an Airbus that crashed, I heard.
Yes, it was. Yes. Those little Airbuses.
How many people do you think die a year in automobile accidents worldwide?
Oh, 150,000, 200,000.
Yeah. Keep going.
400,000.
Keep going.
Million.
1.2 million.
1.2 million. And who makes a big deal out of that? Nobody. Depends on who gets killed in it. But if it's an air, well, it's sensational. You see, the news media, that's a great, great
falling
message.
Out of the sky is a great story. So people are going to cover it with sensational. Right?
It makes it crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But in the light of eternity, as Richie has just pointed out, you've got very little impact in terms of numbers from air, and it's the that's once again a proof positive that one of the things you can take to bed with you is that it's the safest way to transport yourself. It's safer than riding a bicycle, safer than walking, safer than being certainly in a car, a train. I don't know, maybe trains. You don't, well, they're not in terms of passengers carried. I guess that would be the way to look
right.
at it, because there are very, you know, people in the United States anyway don't use trains as much as they do in Europe. Europe, they have, everybody takes a train. Nobody, and the planes, there are two or three companies, that's how Southwest came to be, in a manner of speaking. It was supposed to be cheaper to take, when Southwest started 37, 38 years ago, 39 years ago, the idea was that it would be cheaper to get on a plane and go to a place in Texas or in the Southwest than it would be to fly there. So that's how they get started. If it was like, for example, Dallas to Albuquerque, if you were flying to Albuquerque, the drive would take you 8 hours and would cost you $100 worth of gas. You get on Southwest plane, it was $49. So that's how they grew. And the same is true in Europe. Ryanair is an example, and there are a couple of others that are mainline. Ryanair is an English airline, but there are airlines in Europe that are built around the same model, because taking the train is so inexpensive and so good and so reliable. The only way for them to get a foothold is for them to fly less. So you're practically, it's like riding on Spirit, the airline that has no reason for being. They pretty much take standing. You can stand up in one of their planes. Matter of fact, it's more comfortable to stand up in their planes than it is to sit down. And that's really the way it is in a couple of circumstances in Europe. So I don't know anything about AirAsia, frankly. I don't know anything about their safety record. I've never heard of the airline.
That Airbus,
was it 320?
Yeah, they say that's one of the safer planes in the air. I mean, you know what's funny, Doug, is
it's such a bias. Forget Doug. You can never call Doug a racist or a sexist or anything like that, but you can't call him an airplaneist.
Right. when we were flying back yesterday from Miami to D.C., mm-hmm. we were on the new Airbus A321, which basically is an Airbus, but it's been skinned inside with new seats and new lights and all that stuff.
So it was American you flew on?
Yeah, it's American. Right. And it's nice. I mean, the seats are leather, which, the cloth seats kind of, it's kind of a little icky. You know, there's lots of germs and stuff.
Yeah, it makes you feel gross.
It looks nice. It's comfortable. A lot more room, leg room in there. So very nice, but it was funny.
Depends on where you sit. Back, you would not have more room.
On the way down, I sat up front, and on the way back, I sat in the back, but in the 10th row.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The first, if you go, most of those planes are configured. I think the first 8 rows are first class, and then after that, you were probably in the second or third row in second class or in economy.
Right.
And those first, in those planes, I flew one, as a matter of fact, from Dallas to Los Angeles on the second leg of the trip to L.A. last week ago Wednesday, week ago Sunday. And, they are comfortable.
It's much better. But it was funny.
Very comfortable, but they're not, they're tin can.
Well, to your point, when we were landing, there was this rattle, up above, and everybody kind of looked. Nothing scary or anything, just like, good Lord, what is that?
Right.
And the
cheap piece of crap plane.
The flight attendant was sitting in the jump seat right next to us in the exit rail.
She's smart.
And she goes, Typical Airbus.
Yeah, it is. They're a piece of crap.
I just turned around and laughed at her.
Hey, you should have said, hey, I work with a guy who really,
No, it made me laugh because I always hear you say, crap can Airbus.
Yeah, to nail it. Thank you, Richie, for remembering that. So we've all put everything together. We're ready to go. It's Monday, December the 29th from the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Happy New Year, 16 past the hour. Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
The American Veterans Center, a nonprofit organization preserving and protecting the oral histories of our veterans. Like Major Kurt Lee. Wounded in the Korean War, Major Lee stole a Jeep from a MASH unit to return to the front lines to lead his men. The American Veterans Center records stories like these and catalogs them at the Library of Congress for all Americans. Veterans are the backbone of our country, and their legacy should never be forgotten or rewritten. Please donate generously this month to help preserve our veterans' legacy at AmericanVeteransCenter.com.
Disruptive may be just another overused buzzword, but disruptions in business like network downtime, data loss, social media abuse, and limited bandwidth are downright disruptive. For businesses large or small, Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy-to-implement content security, application delivery, and data protection solutions, all designed to prevent disruptions and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our security or storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit Barracuda.com/disruptive.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program, back in the saddle again. I was just looking at my email, and Verizon thanked me for renting A Million Ways to Die in the West, which I hadn't seen.
Did you rent it? Good.
Yeah, we didn't rent it. Watched
somebody
it last
hacked
night.
You.
It was grossly overdone. There were some funny moments in it that I found myself actually laughing, and I'm not easy, as most of you know.
I want to see that movie.
It's just so many F words and the stuff that goes, the funny gags that just are gross, for 10-year-olds.
But your girlfriend likes that stuff, doesn't she?
No.
Which is why we like her.
But it was the kids that wanted to see it. And I said, yeah, okay. I find Seth MacFarlane insufferable most
of
the time.
Did you hear his Christmas album?
No.
He sounds like Frank Sinatra.
Really?
He is a talented man. I mean, his type of humor, but he can write, he can act, he can direct, he's funny. He impresses me more and more.
There were enough things.
He's got that Hollywood look about him.
There are enough things going on in the movie to keep it interesting and sort of, the old, it was obviously a takeoff on the old westerns and the foolish stuff.
Was it a little bit like Blazing Saddles?
I suppose, but not that funny.
Mel Brooks-ish.
Right, yes.
Doesn't quite pull it off.
Yes, right, exactly. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. But anyway, there are a lot of things going on entertainment-wise. People are still talking about the interview, and I'm not sure, Kenny, what happened with that in terms of total viewership. We sort of left it when we talked about it a little bit on Friday as to what had happened when it opened on Thursday.
$15 million over the weekend.
$15 million?
Yeah.
All right, so how many people saw it?
$3 million in the theater.
In the theaters, yeah. So will they release it, just have an outright release in regular theaters, or will they be able to come up with... It would seem to me that if they opened it, it would do well for a week or so. People are just curious. I don't hear much word of mouth.
I think the brick-and-mortar theaters are probably scared to death to see that this movie did $15 million bucks.
Oh, and then
online.
Yeah.
They're thinking, and the movie studios are going, So if one costs us $1 zillion to release, we can just go to the internet with it.
There are three or four other movies that are making three times that.
Yeah, over the weekend. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, 21 after the hour on Good Day.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
All right, so I'm confused.
It's okay, Dougie. We're used to it.
Last Friday, I thought we were talking about Adam Sandler being the Forbes, the highest grossing. Oh no! What was his category? Why did we talk about
most overpaid?
Oh, most overpaid. Okay.
Oh, for box office return.
So Jennifer Lawrence is on the list of top grossing actors of 2014. Let's see here.
Can I ask a question about that?
Well, wait till I give you the information you're going to ask me. It's important for the teacher to present the information or the problem before the students ask a question. All right? Does that make sense?
Well, by all means, continue.
Thank you. All right. So she was in Mockingjay, X-Men Days of Future Past. They brought in $1.4 billion at the box office. She was in how many of those movies, the ones, the chase movies, what do they call them? Come on.
Fast and Furious?
Yeah, no. No.
Jennifer
Lawrence was...
Oh, the
Hunger Games?
The Hunger Games, yeah. Right.
Yeah, that's Mockingjay is.
Is that what Mockingjay is? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway. Last year, she was in the last spot in the top 10 with a gross of $700 million. That's not saying that she caused the movies to do as well as they did. It's saying that she was a part of, and an important part, of movies that brought in $1.4 billion to the box office. I'd be curious to know, in terms of her own pay, what I don't get from this. These are highest grossing films. What was her pay, Kenny? Do you know what she did?
I do not. I'm sure that list is going to be coming out soon.
Well, it did already. It was part of the Sony hack. That's what I was kind of getting at, but you sort of answered my question. I thought you said that she was the highest grossing actor or actress. And what happened with the Sony hack is that they said she made less than the boys in the Hunger Games movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she's the star of the film. There's nobody else that stars above her in that.
How do they get away with that? How do the people in Hollywood still pull the stuff off? The old boys club is at it again.
Well, you got, what's his name? Elliot Gould is in that movie, right?
Elliot Gould?
Yeah.
In what? Which movie?
In Hunger Games?
Gould.
Regardless, he's not the star of the film. I don't.
Right.
I mean, I can't even tell you movies that Elliot Gould's been in.
You talking about the old actor?
It's Elliot Sutherland.
Yeah. So yeah, he's dead.
So, I mean, you got an old-time Hollywood
Donald
guy.
Donald.
Yeah. I always get those two in the show.
Oh, my gosh. We've gone a week. We'll be nice.
It's Whoopi Goldberg. That's what I was thinking of.
All right, anyway. So, the top five actors... Number one is Jennifer Lawrence in terms of being involved in high-grossing films. Number two is Chris Pratt, who was involved in all of the Star Trek.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was huge.
Chris Pine is Star Trek.
Chris Pine, you're right. So that's who that was. I saw Guardians of the Galaxy on the plane.
Oh, you did?
Finally.
Yes, finally.
Did. And that's who Chris, that's Chris Pratt? Why?
Pratt. Yeah.
Where is he from?
Not a lot of places, actually. He's married to the cute little blonde Anna Faris, who's on Mom, on the TV show Mom on CBS, and she was in House Bunny.
Yeah.
But he didn't do a lot before this.
So what did you think of Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it was okay. I didn't think.
It was so sweet.
I thought she would be all into that with the music in it.
Well, the music I loved. And it was just his. He played it well, I thought. I mean, I didn't think he was. I didn't know who the kid was, but I thought he played it well. But some of the other stuff was a little overdone. I thought the tree.
You didn't like Groot. I am Groot.
Yeah. I don't know. I just thought it was silly. But it was supposed to be silly. That's the whole deal.
All right.
So anyway, Scarlett Johansson's three on the list. Mark Wahlberg is four. And Chris Evans is five. Chris Evans.
Captain America.
Captain America.
Oh, yeah. Right. Okay. The kid who's upset because he's become a big hit.
Yeah, duh. Hold on. Let me get me. Here's a tissue. For, yeah, cry for yourself. Yeah.
Dwayne Johnson's films.
Man, I'm Captain America.
Brought in $1.3 billion. Last year, so he was number one on the list last year. God love him.
Wow.
28 after the hour, and good day.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. Well, congratulations. You just purchased a new pair of shoes. Yep, they're doing pretty good. Now, the question you have to ask yourself is, what pair of shoes are you going to replace? Now, that is usually a very hard thing to do, because as we look at our shoe closets, we've got old shoes that are there. Because there's really nothing that we're going to replace, because there was nothing really wrong with the shoes that are up there. We just got tired of doing the same thing each and every time, so we decided to buy something new. You know what you call that? You call it change. And it's really a simple thing to do when we buy shoes. We either improve what we have, we obsolete something else. The same thing in our lives. Change is so good, you just proved it to yourself. So here's what I want you to do. Pick something that you've been using for a long, long time. Get rid of it. Could be a habit or a personality trait, and simply change. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Nothing is more important than your family security. But ask yourself, if you died today, would your family be able to keep their home? Will your children get a college education? If the needle points towards no, you need to protect your family with life insurance. You can make up for your lost income, fund your child's education, pay a mortgage, taxes, and more. Learn about life insurance. Get your consumer protection guide free from the Center for Sound Consumer Advice. Still the only consumer advocacy referral service in America, where since 2004, there has never been a fee or charge of any kind to consumers. And best of all, never ever one complaint. Call today for your free life insurance guide. 800-819-6545. That's 800-819-6545. Call today for your free life insurance guide. Again, that's 800-819-6545.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What's going on in the world? The Doug Steffen Good Day program with a focus on what's happening. The top 10 talk topics of the week last week, according to talkers, led off with the police killing protest. 24% of you said that was the most important story to you.
I'm just looking over the TV here locally in D.C. You know what that cost our city?
The protests. How much?
$3 million.
In overtime for police, et cetera. All right. So we have the police blotter now. A number of things affecting you that are connected to the local constabularies and constabulatories and whatever else. I thought it was interesting. One of the Internet's gifts to the world, its ability to make its users anonymous. Just as the gift enables things like free speech and freedom of expression, on the other side, Internet anonymity serves as an enabler to crime and illicit activities. And so the highlight here is how much crime is taking place on the Internet. One of the most striking examples is the deep web. Kenny, what is the deep web? Are you familiar with that term?
You know, I don't understand it. It's like some kind of secret place on the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't...
If people can find in
I'm
order to manipulate...
Criminal, so
ooh, that sounds cool. I'm going
to
think about it.
The deep web.
Waiting to happen.
Like the black hole of the Internet.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, there's a lot of stuff going on, and this is frustrating the police because they don't have the tools. Even the FBI, the NSA, all these people are spending so much time trying to get into your pants or into your pocket.
Private life,
the
yeah.
invisible
right.
web, the hidden web, deep net, is a portion of the World Wide Web content that is not indexed by standard search engines.
Mm-hmm. So then how do you get into it? It's something that only would be used, is the implication it would only be used by the bad guys?
Although much of the deep web is innocuous, some prosecutors and government agencies, among others, are concerned the deep web is a haven for serious criminality.
It's the underworld of the internet, right?
The mob.
Interesting.
Right. Don't you think this is where all of our resources better be going? I mean, we don't really know what the government's working on.
You know, I mean, you look at how some 15-year-old in his basement was able to shut down North Korea for a day.
That's what I'm getting at.
Right, exactly.
And yesterday, I was binge-watching Castle, which, you know, is the starter for all the crimes.
Uh-huh.
And they had a whole storyline about cloaking devices. Now, we had that airplane go down, and Dougie, the very first one, what was it, MH370, was that right?
Yeah, 370 Malaysian Airlines.
Now, one of your weird theories, hold on, let me adjust my tinfoil, was that there was a cloaking device aboard that airline, and that's a lot of people think could have happened. What if this is a weird underworld crime that we don't even know how to do? Our brain can't even comprehend.
Right. They say that there was that plane was full of Chinese scientists who had perfected a cloaking device, and that it was taken out to kill the project.
Mm-hmm. All right. So where's the plane? Did they use the cloaking device that they developed to get rid of the people on the plane?
If you adjust your tinfoil properly, that's what people say.
Mm-hmm. There you go. All right, let's see here. The protests in New York City focused on the mayor. The commissioner, Mr. Bratton, who was the commissioner under Mayor LaGuardia, Mayor Generosi.
What's going on with you two boys today?
Well, names.
Are you talking about Giuliani?
I'm thinking about Giuliani.
Yeah.
So he fired Bratton because he was getting too much attention for doing.
Then Bratton came to L.A. for a little bit.
He came to L.A. and was the commissioner there.
Started off commissioner
in Boston. Yeah. Anyway, he has said that it was wrong for the rank-and-file police officers that were at the funeral to turn their backs on the mayor. The funeral for one of the slain officers took place on Saturday, and so a lot of the rank-and-file members of the police have criticized the mayor appropriately, I think. I don't know how appropriately it is for this. I just think the mayor is a dingleberry. And so
I love that word. Points for you.
Well, yeah, it is kind, isn't it? Huh? I mean, given under the circumstance.
And when you run a city like New York, regardless of what's going on in front of the camera, you better have a solid front. Behind the camera. You better have a solid front in front of everybody. You can work things out behind. But, Dougie, you and I both watch Blue Bloods. Hello. Yep. We know you have to have you just have to look solid. I mean, this doesn't look good for the police or for the mayor's office. It's bad.
Right. The whole thing. It's very tacky. That's a good way of putting it. All right. Let's see. What else is on the police blotter? Speaking of, I don't know that much about this fellow Dustin Diamond. Jennifer seems to have a handle on him from Screech.
Saved by the Bell.
Right.
Do you like how we've taken the top three stories and related them back to TV? Castle, Blue Blood, Saved by the Bell? Yes.
Jennifer scores.
Well, this one is directly related
to
television, because this guy was on this show Screech in the 1990s. I mean, he was on he played Screech on the show Saved by the Bell, charged with stabbing a man during a bar fight on Christmas. So what kind of a lowlife is this guy?
Nothing says Merry Christmas like whammo, I just stabbed you in the face.
Well, the police stopped him. Why? He's in Port Washington, New York. Port Washington, Wisconsin.
He told police that he and his fiancée had gone out to a bunch of bars on Thursday night in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And then they got into a tussle with two guys and another woman at the Grand Avenue Saloon. Port Washington police say that they responded to that report of a stabbing at the bar, and then they caught up with Dustin Diamond's SUV down the road. And Dustin Diamond just said, I had a pen in my hand when he was grabbed, which last time I checked, pens don't drip with blood and are X-Acto knives, but, you know, whatever.
All right, so what's his fate likely to be?
Well, the switchblade that they found on him is covered in blood. So, hello.
They found it on him or they found it in the car?
They found it in the car.
Mm-hmm. And the girlfriend...
It was just a 3-inch knife, but still.
Mm-hmm. You knew a lot of damage.
Obviously did.
Right. Okay, speaking of damage, there's a report from the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department that suggests people shot by a policeman, in essence, a majority of them, or a large number of them, wanted to kill themselves. Actually, that's not a majority. It's 11%. 11% of people shot by police wanted to kill themselves. The report made a profile of the kind of people that have tried to kill themselves, have a gun, drank too much, were addicted to drugs, etc., etc., etc. Men between 18 and 54 years of age, psychiatric background, victim-precipitated homicide is what it's called.
Right.
So they put themselves in positions where they're going to get shot by the police so that that's the way they off themselves.
Right.
What kind of...
That makes total sense.
They're not man enough to pull the trigger themselves.
No.
They get someone else to do it.
Yeah.
And they want to go out in the blaze of glory, yeah, as they say.
They want everybody to know who they are.
Right.
Maybe leave a little extra money for their family if there's...
So how many of these... How many of these stories, then, when you think about the number of people who have been killed in the last couple of weeks by the police, I'm thinking of the fellow, well, I guess it was, yeah, the guy in New York that was responsible for the death of those two innocent cops just sitting in the car. He ended up getting killed, and it would almost seem like that's what he wanted. Does anybody conclude that from looking?
Did he take himself out?
No.
No.
They took him out, I think. Didn't they, Kenny? As far as I remember, I think they...
That's what I thought happened.
Yeah, I think that's what happened. Yeah. The Los Angeles Police Department investigating, we're doing the police blotter, folks. LAPD investigating misconduct. Is it possible there was misconduct in that Michael Brown parody? How many people have heard the, this was first on TMZ where all the stuff is, but the stupidity of this, if you've been sort of, the radio has been off the last week. There was a Christmas party a week ago Saturday at the Glendale Elks Club. Jennifer lives pretty close to there. I don't know. Is this an active Elks Club?
15 minutes away. I'm sure it is. I don't know much about the Elks, I'm sorry to say.
Well,
I'm sure it's pretty active.
In this circumstance, they allowed their hall to be rented by one of their members, and it happened he was a policeman, and they had a police party for active duty and retired police. Most of them were not there. Well, they were L.A. police, Glendale, whomever.
A right. Private party with private police, because this matters. This totally right. Matters. If it was a private party where police officers were just in attendance, that's different.
Right.
Police sponsored party. So we
well,
right.
Not
it
a police
was not
sponsor.
A police sponsored.
It was
party.
Not a police party.
There were just some police in attendance.
No, they were all police. Everybody who was there was either active duty or had retired.
TMZ for an audience that included a number of retired and current cops.
Right. Okay. So anyway, the parody song was built on Jim Croce's Bad Bad Leroy Brown. Whether you can tell, Richie, you're going to play a little of the audio. Basically, what it says, he's the deadest man in town. Refers to his body as Swiss cheese. He was dead, dead Michael Brown. Listen to the audio if you have not heard it. Yeah. So there you go.
Here's the thing. They did nothing wrong there.
It's stupid. No, they're just stupid.
So classless. Yeah, I mean, it's just... Yeah. And, you know, if that's actually a recording of the party, I don't hear anybody laughing.
Mm. Well, if you look at the video, the cell phone that is recording it is out in the hallway. It's not in the room where it's actually taking place. So I don't know that you can hear or see. You definitely can't see how people are reacting.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, man, what? Oh, my God. What a bunch of dirtbags.
Right. 888-302-3684. We're going through the police blotter. A New Jersey mother who just wanted her daughters to behave when she threatened to call Santa Claus on them has paid a $145 traffic ticket. The mother, identified only as Rachel, three children, ages 2, 4, and 6, in the car. She was out Christmas shopping the day before Christmas. The youngest began fighting with the other two in the back seat of the car, so she told him, "I'm going to call Santa on you." She was driving It was against the, I think this is in California, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, it's against the law to drive with your, with the phone.
Yes, it is.
Being used. So she was pulled over by a policeman, and she said, I'm just trying to get my children to calm down. So she hadn't ever, she didn't actually make the call.
She just was holding it.
She was holding the phone. Right.
Still distracted driving.
Right. And so she got charged with a misdemeanor and had to pay a $145 fine.
Every parent is used to Santa Claus as some kind of a tool to get
right.
kids behave.
So you were talking about dirtbags a minute ago? Listen to this.
Yeah.
A Michigan paramedic has avoided felony charges and ended up spending Christmas in jail after he admitted stealing money from a dead man. Authorities say Jack Price was on an ambulance run for a professional medical team when he stole $80 from the dead patient's body.
It happens all the time.
Does it really?
Oh, yeah.
Sure it does.
Really?
He was in their pockets.
What is the matter with me that I don't know things like that go on?
It happens all the time.
A decent human being.
First, well, I'm doing it.
Thanks, Richie.
You're naive.
No, I mean, when you're a good person, you wouldn't think about doing stuff like that.
All right, so in the local news headlines today, police arrested Lindsay McNamara of Ashland, charged her with disorderly conduct and malicious destruction of property. She went into the Framingham police office.
Oh, I saw this.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
She said, it's time to feed the pigs, and she smeared raw bacon and sausage around the police. I'm sorry.
I
saw that.
So you can get arrested for that.
Yeah, she did get arrested for it.
Vandalism. Come
on. Yeah.
And when asked why she did it, she said, God told me to feed the pigs. Yeah. So now she's in the quack lodge.
God told you to get tied up in a straitjacket.
Getting checked out, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Besides, pigs don't eat bacon. Come
on.
No. Yeah.
They are bacon. Good point, Ken.
That's the most important, stupidest part of the story. Thank you. All right. Here's the final story from the police blotter today. A water moccasin slithering its way into a Pop Warner football practice in Bay High School. 30-year-old mother took matters into her own hands. She watched the coaches try to round up these snakes with a stick. She stepped in. She had a concealed weapon permit and took a gun from somebody who apparently was afraid to shoot the snake and shot the snake herself to protect her children. Problem with discharging a firearm on school grounds is it's against the law. She was arrested. And I'm not sure whether the snake got away or not, but she was arrested for discharging a firearm on school property. Also faces charges for possession of a weapon on school property.
Why didn't you just step away from the snake? Okay, kids, let's practice on the other field.
Yeah. Cottonmouths, very dangerous, aren't they?
Yeah, you don't want to get bit by one.
No.
I give her a prize for shooting it, actually.
She gets arrested. Okay. All right, so there we have a roundup of important police news. Boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles. By the way, I'm a grandpa, Richie.
I heard it. I saw pictures. Congratulations.
Gramps. He's doing very well. Getting a little weight, in fact.
Is he talking yet?
Not yet. He will help. Wait. 49 passed on good day. Yeah.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment. Comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes
times, a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order Genucel today. 800-543-9262.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Let me tell you, the road is a much more relaxing place since I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance and started saving money. With that taken care of, now I can think about deep, important things. Like how come it's a pair of pants when there's only one of them? A real brain teaser. But hey, at least saving money with Geico Motorcycle is as easy as pie. What does that mean, anyway?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How amazing is it that we are into the last Monday of the year, 2014. Let's enjoy our time together. This is Tech Talk time. Speaking of time we can enjoy together, we always are learning new things from the various reports that are important for us to consider, even if we don't really have technological skills. Technology is everywhere. It affects all of our lives. Shelley Palmer has proven that to me. He's our daily reporter here with insights on some of the most important things that affect the most of you. Here today, he's going to talk with you about how to get the most out of your new iPhone by updating to the latest operating system, downloading fun apps, and using Apple's Tips app. That's coming up in just a moment here on Good Day.
Introducing the YMCA. Sure, you know the Y for a swim or a game of hoops, but we're more than that. We're a cause. When you take a jump shot at the Y, someone else is getting job training. Practice yoga as a team practices her leadership skills. We give people of all ages, incomes, and backgrounds a chance to learn, grow, and thrive. So while you might think of the Y as the place for lifting weights, we're also about lifting entire communities. That's the Y. We're so much more. Visit YMCA.net/more.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you've got a shiny new iPhone or iPad this holiday season and you want to make sure it's set up properly, here's what you're going to want to do. Before you do anything else, make sure your device is updated to the latest version of iOS. The latest and greatest devices from Apple will already be running iOS 8, but Apple has released a handful of updates, so make sure you've got the latest updates installed. iOS 8 is extremely intuitive to use, so if you've used an Apple product before or any other smartphone or tablet, you should have no issues navigating. If this is your first mobile device or you just want to know more about your new gadget, check out Apple's Tips app. Tips comes pre-installed on every iDevice and it will turn you into an iPhone or iPad Pro in no time at all. Once you feel comfortable with your new device, just have fun. Download some apps, set up your home screen, and make your iDevice yours. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stebbins' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do love
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit Geico.com for a free rate quote. Coming up, the most dangerous celebrities to search on the internet. Now it's time for new developments in the treatment of ovarian cancer. Here's Brian Osich with that story.
The Food and Drug Administration has approved Lynparza as a monotherapy in patients with deleterious or suspected deleterious germline BRCA-mutated advanced ovarian cancer who have been treated with three or more prior lines of chemotherapy. BRCA status is determined by an FDA-approved test. Some of the most common adverse reactions included nausea or vomiting, tiredness or weakness, diarrhea, indigestion or heartburn, headache, and loss of appetite. Monthly blood tests are required while on treatment. Dr. Ursula Matalonis, Associate Professor of Medicine, Harvard Medical School, and Director of the Gynecologic Oncology Program at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston, Massachusetts.
Currently, the prognosis for ovarian cancer patients diagnosed at a late stage is poor, and treatment options become progressively limited with each additional line of therapy. The FDA has approved Lynparza to treat some of those patients. BRCA testing is required to determine eligibility for treatment with Lynparza.
If you have questions regarding treatment options for ovarian cancer, please consult with your doctor. Important safety information. There are no contraindications for Lynparza. Lynparza may cause serious side effects that can lead to death, including bone marrow problems and lung problems. Some people who have ovarian cancer or who have received previous treatment with chemotherapy or certain other medicines for their cancer have developed bone marrow problems called myelodysplastic syndrome, MDS, or acute myeloid leukemia, AML, during treatment with Lynparza. Symptoms of low blood cell counts are common during treatment with Lynparza, but can be a sign of serious bone marrow problems, including MDS or AML. You will undergo blood tests before and every month during treatment with Lynparza to monitor your blood cell counts. Symptoms to discuss with your healthcare provider include weakness, weight loss, fever, frequent infections, blood in your urine, stool, shortness of breath, feeling very tired, and bruising or bleeding more easily. Tell your healthcare provider if you have any new or worsening symptoms of lung problems, including shortness of breath, fever, cough, or wheezing. Avoid pregnancy when taking Lynparza and tell your healthcare provider right away if you are or think you have become pregnant. Avoid grapefruit juice, or Seville oranges during treatment as they may increase the levels of Lynparza in your blood. The most common side effects are anemia, nausea or vomiting, tiredness or weakness, diarrhea, indigestion or heartburn, headache, loss of appetite, changes in how food tastes, changes in kidney function blood tests, sore throat or runny nose, upper respiratory infection, cough, pain in the joints, muscles and back, rash and pain or discomfort in the stomach area. For complete product information, including patient information, medication guide, visit Lynparza.com or call 1-800-236-9933.
All right, Richie, what are or who are the most dangerous celebrities to search online?
The 2014 most dangerous celebrities to search on your internet, according to McAfee, are at number 10, Christina Aguilera, Chelsea Handler, number 9, John Bon Jovi, number 8, Britney Spears, number 7, Blake Shelton, number 6, Bruce Springsteen, number 5,
really?
Florida, number 4.
Florida?
Yeah, Florida. Ciara, number 3.
Ciara.
Armin Van Buren.
No idea.
Number 2. Number 1, Jimmy Kimmel. 1 in 5 chance of getting a viral virus if you search him.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1980.